shelter, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
Government will support the training and recruiting of evil men, including 3 million children under the age 15. Government will support the training and recruiting of evil men.
Well, that was completely unexpected.
The weather was absolutely perfect on this morning. So we could see everything very clearly.
But then
clearly.
Again, it reminds you of old days. You already started very wrong, on a wrong foot. So that I was planning to do. But, well, it's always things that
you
can fix.
That there had been
fix.
A terrible eruption.
So there we go.
See
let's pretend it was
machinery,
a silence last 30 seconds.
Just see this. The weather was absolutely perfect on this morning, so we could see everything very clearly. You knew that there had been a terrible eruption, but you couldn't see any machinery, you just see this collapsing eyes. When we got closer, the pilot said there was something on the radar that he hadn't seen the day before. Then we saw for the first time what had happened in the crater. We saw nothing but black eyes covered with ash and then water with floating ice blocks and ash at the bottom.
Okay. There you go. That's more like it. One 1.9 FM CITR live from UBC. That was Caroline with a lovely guest that becomes kind of a part of the show. It's quite often here, and she's cool. And yes, this is me here, Hans von Kloss, your Polish import, and this is Music Hour. And this is November the 3rd, and of course we missed the November 1st, which is Day of All Dead, and I'm trying to do every year here. I'll play all the people that are gone, whether they're part of the band, or the frontman, or the writers, or poets, or drummers, or anything. That it's a part of kind of art, music, and all this genre. Or just simply good people who are out there, and haven't mentioned them yet for the last few years, but we'll stick to the music, I suppose, and some poetry, if you like. So without mentioning any date of birth and day of death, I will just play all those few names out there that actually made a mark on my life and brought me so much pleasure, and to other people as well, and changed their lives sometimes just for doing what they were doing. That will be first part of the show, and then we'll go to some interviews at the end of the show with Jim Morrison and Ian Curtis and people of this sort, whatever that means. That's what is going to happen, and maybe we'll do the part number two next Wednesday. Of course, I will miss many people and won't be included in this show because there's not enough time. And maybe my memory doesn't serve me well. So, those are... You don't remember all the friends that you lost, do you? So, that's how it is. You just have to pick and choose, I suppose. Let's go with John's Balance from Coil. And... once again, this is Music Hour. My name is Hans von Kloss. You listen to CATR on 101.9 FM. Dial on your radio, and it's all free. You might think more or less free, anyway. So here we go. John Balance and Coil. Day of All Dead.
Guts. got to get away. You don't really want any more from me to make things right. You need someone to hold you tight. And you say love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I gave you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all tainted love. Pack my things and go. Tainted love, tainted love, tainted love.
That's John Balance from Coil, with Coil, no longer with us. Nick Carnes, who died this year, bass player for Japan and Dali's Car and other projects.
Don't such thing as shame. With the light pole, the box has gone. He's with himself again.
Currents from Japan and Dallas Car, another project. And what do you know? Mick is possibly one of the reasons why I started playing bass guitar many years ago. There you go, that's one of the comments on YouTube. So it only influenced my life and influenced probably hundreds and hopefully thousands of people. So there it is. No longer with us. Sid Vicious, he basically never played on any record, and just was only like a figurehead and kind of a bass player of Sex Pistols. But for some reason, his figure is huge and big. And whereas he is important, you know, part of the Sex Pistols or not, he's a part of it, and yeah, why the hell not to play something that he didn't perform, of course, but he could have. And Gary Oldman in Sid and Nancy was actually playing him as the singer, of course, My Way, which is, of course, as you know, sung by another no longer with us, Frank Sinatra. So there it is, Gary Oldman as Sid Vicious, so-called Sex Pistols member. Died actually day of my birthday, February 2nd, 1980, I believe, or 81, was it? I was getting drunk, and he was just leaving us.
More than this.
Well, John Bonham, drummer from Led Zeppelin, another one who is no longer with us. You listen to 101.9 FM, shake it.
We'll be right back.
Well, absolute genius. It's seems like a simple thing to play, but what the hell, he could do anything with those drums. Could play anything, this guy. I can't imagine him not being able to handle anything. He probably makes everything, turns everything to gold, whatever he touched. Yeah, music way anyway. John Bonham. No longer with us. So is this gentleman. Miles Davis. Miles Davis, of course, Miles Davis, great trumpet player, composer, painter, and artist, all the way My friend from Poland, Jurek Kowalec, used to play with a band called Shaka. I used to play bass, and it's a fretless bass in this case. He died quite a time ago, but he's a good guy. And died a very unfortunate way, but I don't know if there is any fortunate way of dying. Anyway, Jurek Kowalec from Katowice, Poland, with a band called Kshak. It's almost 10 minutes piece, but it's one of those that develops very nicely all the way through. It's called The Secret Life of Marian. Marian, who used to call marijuana back in Silesia. And by the way, that's my real name anyway. So there it is on CITR. This is Miserauer. My name is Hans von Kloss. Thank you. Jurek Kavalec, bass, in a band called Chuck from Katowice, Poland. I still can see him playing that. It's kind of weird. John Lennon, one of the most prolific, whatever the hell that means, writers and composers ever. And too fragile to live in this society, and never understood, for some only, by some only. And I think his life was so alone. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Anyway, John Lennon. One of the best songs ever. John Lennon died so young and so alone. And Grzegorz Czechowski from a band called Republika in Poland, with one of the best, one of the finest love songs written in Polish and maybe in any language. And I suddenly, at age 44, heart attack. Pretty young, I died from heart attack, but well, that's what happened. Your body sometimes tells you that's enough. But there's a music that left, it's left behind him and after him, and there it is, Odchodząc by Republika, by Grzegorz Czechowski, keyboards and flute. Thank you.
jestem lżejszy od fotografii, z których będziesz mnie teraz wycinać. Będę milczał i tak jestem martwy. Odchodząc zabierz mnie, odchodząc zabierz mnie, odchodząc zabierz mnie, odchodząc zabierz mnie. Na półce czy parapecie, raz na miesiąc kurz ze mnie zetrzesz. Odchodząc zabierz mnie, odchodząc zabierz mnie, odchodząc zabierz mnie. Proszę, weź mnie też. Zabierz mnie, odchodząc zabierz mnie, odchodząc zabierz mnie, proszę weź mnie też, odchodząc zabierz mnie, odchodząc zabierz mnie. Zabierz mnie, proszę weź mnie też, proszę weź mnie też.
Grzesiek Czechowski, Republika. There's no way that bad man could write music like this. And there she is, Amy Winehouse. Winehouse, Winehouse. Why would I say Winehouse? Why not? Amy Winehouse died this year. Of course, way too young. That's all about, everybody's saying way too young. There's some people that are 80 years old and you can say they dying way too young. And unfortunately, there's lots of people that live forever, and you can always say they will die way too late. And Amy wasn't one of those. There she is for you.
There is no greater love than what I feel. No sweeter song, no heart so true. There is no greater thrill than what you bring to me. No sweeter song than what you sing to me. Ooh, you're the sweetest thing that I've ever known. in all the world. It's true. No greater love than what I feel for you.
Amy Winehouse. He was the father of my dreams and father of my first musical fascination. I don't know why I'm saying father. Maybe that's a good word, actually. And he was the one who performed live for me first time. That was my first concert I've ever seen live. And probably was 200 people only. And I remember rainy day in some huge park in Silesia. And for me, that was the moment I will never, ever forget. And that's how it my adventure with music started. And I can only thank to Tadek Nalepa playing guitar in a band called Breakout. And that's the record, that's absolute must, 1971. Still holds the water until today. And this is one probably of the calmest and I can't find really, I can't really describe this song. This is something that's just drills you. It gets in your heart, in your brain, your liver, everywhere. But then again, it's just maybe only me. What the hell I know? I'm just Pollock, right? And yeah, and more than that, I'm Hans von Klaus, and this is Misery Hour, and you're listening to CITR, live from EBC, possibly in stereo. Tady už Nalepa with Breakout and Oxyma Usta.
Nadchodzi noc, filmy mroku z nieba spływa i dom twój i ścieżkę, na której czekam, sobie chowam. Więc nie każ mi już dłużej tak na siebie czekać w chłodzie nocy. Spójrz, już przyszła noc, zakrywa sobą szyby okien. Jej mrokiem twarz otul, nikt cię nie pozna w szalu mroku. Więc uchyl drzwi i nie każ mi na siebie czekać w chłodzie nocy.
To už nalepa, guitar and vocal, band called Breakout. No longer with us. It's going to get really, or not really, or maybe a little bit more louder than last 45 minutes or so. Paul Raven, the bass player for Killing Joke, died a couple or 3 years ago almost already. I've seen him a few months before his death in Switzerland. But I've seen him here on Richards and Richards. Yeah, you would never think that. I don't know. Wow. I don't know where I'm going with this one. Never mind. Bass player for Killing Joke, one of the greatest bands still around. Paul Raven. Love Like Blood.
We'll be right back.
Paul Raven, bass in Killing Joke. Joe Strummer, with one of the songs of his and follow generations. I can't really say about this generation that has anything, any sound or anything really. It's pretty nothing there really. It's pretty. It seems like it's the end of the world musically. Because it, you know, as a mass, kids have absolutely nothing to turn to. Of course, there's Radiohead. There's some other great bands, but there will never be anything like Clash, like the Smiths, like the Doors. Maybe there will be something like this, but there ain't nothing there right now. Nothing is musically happening on that scale. Jim Morrison, The Doors. There's a great YouTube comment. I guess that tells everything. Jim died in 1971, but he will still live longer than me. Jim Morrison, yeah, well, I was going to go to this generation anthem and song by Clash, but for some reason got in the way. Jim Morrison is never in the way, and it's kind of a segue there. There it is, Joe Strummer in Clash. We'll be right back.
faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the rain and the crunch of pain. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is glistening. Engine stop on him, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning. I live by the river to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go in alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout. But while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide. Except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going big. A nuclear error, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning. I live by the river.
Just drummer, yes, just changed live of so many kids as well. That's this fellow, Ian Curtis. He was probably father number two for me. He just put me into this kind of graveyard mood, like, in my life. And I look at the music and literature and poetry and so on. There he is, Joy Division and Ian Curtis, and you will hear some short interview later on with him. Ian Curtis no longer with us. Joy Division. A couple more things to play for you, and we'll go to some interviews and some other maybe repeats of the things we played today. But there it is. Mr. Jimi Hendrix. That explains everything.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. But a joke. But you and I, we've been through that. And this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour's getting late. Hey!
Brilliant Jimi Hendrix, and no longer with us. It's music still there, like you can always apply the same sentence from the girl or the guy who said, yeah, well, he died 71, he will be still living longer than I. So true. Jeff Buckley, and then we'll go to some interviews with John Lennon, Sid Vicious, Ian Curtis, and on and on and on. There it is, Jeff Buckley. One of those. Wish you rain.
Testing,
I want to ask you about, especially, the relationship aspect of the new album, and how I know you've said it's a peace offering, the whole dialogue.
Excuse me. Hello? Okay, that's fine. What else? I'm going to be on air, so probably you shouldn't ring. And if there's something important, write it down on paper and you bring it yourself, okay? And Neil? Okay, well, I'll call later, so that's all right. The only thing that I want to make sure is that Jamie is reachable later in an hour's time, okay? Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah. Okay, so I think he's not, because otherwise he'll just be constantly buzzing me. All right, go ahead.
The dialogue aspect of the new album, in terms of your relationship, every man-woman relationship going on, how does that work? How do you see that?
Well, both John and I felt that this is a time that dialogue is necessary between men and women again. And, of course, in the 60s there was a sexual revolution, and everybody was all excited about it, but then it turned out to be a sexual revolution for men and not for women. And so women started to feel very resentful and felt like they were used, you know, for their revolution or whatever. And so in the 70s there was a big sort of a backlash of that, and of course we were all feminists and whatnot, you know. And I think the feminist movement is still going in a sense that it's been digested very well in the society, so that we don't have to wave flags anymore. And it seeps into people's subconscious, so to speak. So it's there, you know. But at the same time, the family system broke down, and a lot of tragedies happened in result of the fact that we did not have a proper dialogue. And I think it's time that we would come back together again. But at the same time, it has to be that men would extend their hands to us, you know, because in a way, it's their turn, you know, to understand the situation and say, hey, let's start all over again, you know. And in starting over, that's what John is saying, though it's a song that's written to me, but, I mean, it is to his woman, but in fact he is addressing to all women, you know, and I think it's beautiful. And so each time when I hear that song, I feel like choking up again, you know. And 80s is probably going to be, and I'm very optimistic about that, that we're going to start a dialogue.